Focus on flowers.
Mary Howitt wrote a poem about the coming of spring, and in the first stanza says, "I am coming, little maiden, with the pleasant sunshine laden, with the honey for the bee, with the blossom for the tree, with the flower and with the leaf, till I come, the time is brief." Gardeners certainly hope the time until spring comes will be brief. However, now, before the sap rises, we can get out into our gardens and attack overgrown evergreen shrubs that need to be cut back severely. It is the right time, just before they break dormancy, to cut down the thick branches so the shrub is smaller. We also will be looking for signs that the little early bulbs are about their business, as we long for the yellow of the winter aconites and the white of the snowdrops and the pale lilac of the early crocuses. If we get a mild day and the ground isn't too muddy, we can also tidy the flower beds, cutting down what remains of last year's perennials. This, too, is the time to cut some boughs of the pussy willow, if we're lucky enough to have some growing in our garden, and to check our Lenten roses to see if they are yet in bud. If you have japonica or forsythia bushes, cut some branches to force into bloom. Hammer the ends of the woody stems so that they will take up water more readily when they're placed in a vase. Then stand back and wait to see if those bare sticks will be tricked into thinking spring has come early, at least in your house. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on March miracles.